This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The wonderful Wednesday edition of You Better Even rolls on. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Network. This is usually the part of the show where I'm like, hey, these are all the great topics we did in the first 2 hours of the show. We talked about Riz.
Riz and Richard Karn.
Game shows. Would you sell out if given the opportunity? Duh. And we did have a great interview with Matt Moore from the Action Network talking NBA Finals. Matt gave us some good stuff there. Interesting takes from Matt as we head into Game 3 tonight. We'll give you all our bets, side total and props for Game 3 in the Power Hour, final hour of the show. We'll also give you all our baseball bets as we move along. An interview with Johnny Venezia coming up 40 minutes from now from Bet Karma, talking all the Super Regionals in the college baseball tournament. He sent me all his picks for those Super Regionals. I'm excited to talk about all of those. It's Wake Forest, Alabama Regional. Looks like it's going to be pretty awesome coming up here as we get set this weekend, right? Friday and Saturday is the first set of games in the college baseball Super Regionals. But for right now, it's like, I feel like I'm going to start coughing at any second with the air being what, like, it's so bizarre. Like, this is actually what's happening right now. I had to catch myself
a lot. Just like clear my throat a little bit, throat a little scratchy. Yeah. That's tough.
Should we not be doing the show? I'm being serious. Like, obviously we'll keep doing it. I'm not suggesting like we not do it, but like, should we actually be doing the show today?
I think we're inside. I think we're fine. If we were doing the show outside, I would say maybe we should not do the show. But we're inside. I think we're also the air quality here, where both you and I are, is like 170, 180. That's the whatever scale we use, which apparently qualifies as like
here now, Ken. It's way worse now.
You said it was, you just checked. You said it was like 170 40 minutes ago.
Now it's 239.
Oh, is that all? Apparently in New York City, it's Tyler says 424 where he is. Tyler, what is it like outside where you are?
I'm in Monmouth County. It's the second highest in the country right now. It's 424. It just looks like it's just yellow. I haven't gone outside. It looks crazy outside. It looks like there's a filter on a camera. That's what it looks like outside.
It was all yellow.
I was literally just going to say, what would Coldplay say about what it looks like outside right now? Breathe in the air.
There was a fire. It was blowing to you.
Thanks, Canada.
Your lungs won't know what to do.
And the sky was yellow. It's really, really frustrating. The whole thing's just really, really stupid. Really stupid. Says the guy currently in the process of putting on a bucket hat.
Now let's get down to business.
here's
some bucket hats.
Now let's ramp up the intelligence quotient here on the show. Here's my bucket hat. Okay. We're gonna play eight buckets. Play eight buckets. Like, here's your host, Richard Karn. Richard, are the Arizona Cardinals gonna go over or under their win total this year? Survey says.
not going to go over.
Basically got JTT playing offensive line for him this year. It's not really going to go great.
Tony Romo. Survey says. Well, Romo, would be a terrible host of the game show. He'd never know the answer. Like, are we right or wrong? Oh, I don't know.
Or like he would try to guess what it was instead. He'd be like, I think it's going to be this. Be like, You're not playing.
Well, or like, and in season one, he'd always be right. And in every season after that, he'd always be wrong.
That would actually be really, you know, imagine you're on the show and you're like, we're going to go with that. And he'd be like, really? I'd go with this. Just got Family Feud. Actually, I think the number one answer is something else.
Yeah. I can't wait for it to come out like years from now after Romo's broadcasting career is over, that either A, someone was feeding him all that stuff that he was saying the first year when he was getting everything right, or B, someone at CBS told him to stop doing it. Like, it can't be anything else. It can't be. It cannot be anything other than one of those two options, right?
Does Tony Romo have Riz?
Yeah, definitely. Play court? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Tons of it.
Even though right now it kind of seems like no, it's a big yes.
Oh, it's not even a question.
Yeah. But he's also like, he's pretty corny now. But it like...
Do you think his Cowboys
Riz is as strong as it used to be? He had a Riz phase that was pretty awesome.
Out of all current starting quarterbacks in the National Football League, so like Brady's retires, like Brady doesn't count. Who has the most Riz? That Garoppolo, right? Should we like, is Garoppolo exempt from the question?
No.
Burrow. Like, at Burrow. I was going to say.
I feel like there might be a couple answers here, right? Like Burrow was an answer.
It's Burrow.
Burrow instead of Jimmy G, most Riz?
Well, Jimmy G's better looking, but I feel like Burrow has more Riz. Jalen Hurts has Riz. Jalen Hurts has Riz, I agree with that for sure.
Yep. Who has the least amount of Riz of the starting quarterbacks?
Daniel Jones?
What about Mac Jones?
Kirk Cousins? No, Mac Jones has Riz.
Cousins is a great answer.
Kirk Cousins has the least Riz.
Russell Wilson?
I think Russell, I mean, he's married to Ciara. He has to have some Riz.
Yeah, it still seems like a magic trick, right? It's like unbelievable. Trevor Lawrence.
This relationship is fabricated and real stupid.
Now I'm going to sit courtside. Daniel Jones really has the least Riz of the NFL quarterbacks. I can't wait to promote this segment later in the show. God.
Cousins, I would say, has the least Riz. But if it's not Cousins, who is it?
I know. That's what I'm trying to go through them all real quick. And I'm not really getting to anybody.
Like, I don't know. Like, does Kenny Pickett have Riz? I have no idea. We don't know enough about him.
I bet he does. Right? I bet he does. He's got Riz.
I think of like who else would even be like a good
option. There's a couple names I'm up that I can't bring up right now. But yeah, okay. Let's move on. Yes.
Derek Carr definitely has no Riz.
Yeah. Has no Riz.
No Riz.
Huh.
Zero.
Okay. How much Riz does Deshaun Watson have?
All right. Ken, give us the explanation here. Jake, lay the music down. Ken, how do we come up with the numbers here for 8 buckets?
I got to do this again. I forgot. I actually don't even have the spreadsheet open. This is for some. I think I actually thought we weren't doing 8 buckets, even though we said we were doing 8 buckets. Because, you know, that's kind of how the show's been so far. All right. As I get everything open here. There are 8 buckets. 2 of them, the hats Nick and I are wearing. 3rd one is the bucket of bets, which I'm holding right in front of me. It has a lot of NFL teams written down in it. It used to have all 32, but we picked a bunch of names out already. I will pick a team name out of the bucket, out of the 3rd bucket, hats and that. That's 3. And then of the team I pick out, we will go through every single game on their schedule. And we will attempt to put those games into 5 different buckets, types of games. And the 5 different buckets, types of games are blowout win, blowout loss, likely win, likely loss, and toss up. And the way we will figure out which bucket each game goes in is we will try to project what we think the point spread will be in that game. And so a blowout win and a blowout loss are, if you're a favorite of 7 points or more or a dog of 7 points or more, then that's how those 2 buckets get filled. Then the likely win, likely loss, 3-point to 6.5-point favorite, 3-point to 6.5-point underdog, likely win and likely loss. And then a toss-up is a projected spread of less than 3 either way. And so a true toss-up game, like we have no idea who's going to win. For a toss-up, you get half a win. For a blowout win, you get a full win. Blowout loss, you get nothing. And then it's like 1/3 and 2/3. So basically you get pieces of wins, the more likely you are to win the game that we're going to go over. And we add them all up at the end, all the pieces of the wins. and we compare that to the win total, and we see what we got.
Millions of pieces for me. Bob Bulldog Briscoe's real name is Dan Butler. He's still alive. I'll tell you what.
Bulldog Briscoe.
I don't know who his agent is, but he should be like reprise that role and create a Twitter account where he gives takes on sports as Bob Bulldog Briscoe. I almost want to have him on the show and like ask him questions about sports, but he has to, and sports betting, and he has to answer them as if he is the Bulldog. Bob Bulldog Briscoe.
And like howl occasionally. Yeah. Start barking. Yeah.
You want a second act on your career, Dan Butler? I just gave it to you. All right. Yes, you called dogs are barking. You can only bet underdogs. That's only underdogs.
We bring on Bob Bulldog Briscoe for Dogs Are Barking. The segment should be called Dogs Are Barking or Bulldogs Barking.
Or bookies get bit.
What do you like? Oh, I really like the Saints plus three. Hum. Plays a bite sound effect.
Okay, the teams that we've done so far in eight buckets: Miami, Cincy, Jacksonville, Indy, Denver, Dallas, Giants, Washington, Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota, Arizona, Seattle. That's 13. Ken, let's draw the 14th team, please, out of the bucket.
Sure. So 13. So what? We have 19 teams left. We did a good job. We did Chicago and Jacksonville were the last two that we did. So we did like a fun team from each conference. The first team today will be the Cleveland Browns.
With the
Riz God Deshaun Watson at quarterback. So Cleveland will be the next team.
All right, so Browns are the team.
Alex, we'll get the numbers for them, and we'll fire up the schedule here, and we'll see what we got.
All right, so I'm Googling Cleveland Browns schedule. Okay, here we go. Got it? Okay. Cleveland's win total in the market is 9. Juice to the under, minus 115 to the under at BetMGM, over minus
9.5. On them. I know MGM has a 9. I definitely have seen 9.5s on that team too, just to be honest.
Okay. So in between 9 and 9.5. We will begin the Browns schedule in week 1, where we have their point spread as they will host the Cincinnati Bengals. They are 2.5-point home underdogs in that game. Oh man, I can't wait for the takes. Like the gambling Twitter.
Home underdog in week 1, divisional dog?
Maybe.
Trap game.
Maybe they're right.
Burrow only 2.5. Actually means Deshaun's awesome, just because of the point spread. Nothing else.
Do we have bet splits yet or no for week 1?
Well, we do. They probably don't matter a whole lot, you know.
As opposed to right before the game starts.
Right. All the casual NFL fans shoving in their bets June 7th. That's how it works.
The world may be ending based on the color of the sky outside here in the Northeast. So maybe it's best to get those bets in. All right. So we will start with a toss up game in week 1.
Which, by the way, is a really good sign for the Browns if they're going to play like one of the teams with the highest rating in the league, even if they're playing them at their place, and it's only a toss-up. Like that's we call that market credit, I guess we would call that. And we'll see if that carries over the rest of the schedule, but that's an interesting point spread.
Okay, week 2, Monday Night Football, Browns at Steelers, toss-up.
Yeah, they're never 3, right? Okay.
San Francisco's 3 at Pittsburgh. Yep. It has to be less.
Yep, I'm with you. Yep, absolutely. What do you think? So second toss-up game.
What do you think the spread is? Are the Browns favored? Is it a pick'em?
Browns favored, but like 1 or something, or 1.5. Yeah.
I'm already like the fantasizing about firing in a teaser, pushing Pittsburgh up to +7.5 in that game in week 2.
In a market that doesn't exist.
One man firing 2-team Wong teasers. Week 3, the Browns will host the Tennessee Titans, and we will call this a likely win.
Likely win. These have actually been pretty easy so far, just to be honest.
All right, week 4, the Browns will host the Baltimore Ravens in a game that will be a toss-up.
Yeah, it has to be. Since he's 2.5, it's going to be a little less. So. Okay.
Week 5... This one will be interesting. The Browns will host the San Francisco 49ers. So it's either likely loss or toss-up.
It's just a toss-up again. There's no way if Cincy's 2.5, San Francisco. There's no way.
But, like, what if, like,
Cincy's,
we have more?
Cincy's higher rated. Yeah.
But what if, like, I guess, like, I'm going to create a hypothetical. Like, Purdy's healthy, whatever. But you're right. Okay.
Well, I could also just be like, what if he doesn't play? Like, we could just play it out both ways.
So, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's a talk for sure.
October 22nd, the Browns will visit the Indianapolis Colts, and they will be likely winners.
Yep. Yeah, more than three.
October 29th.
Pretty easy.
The Browns will visit the Seattle Seahawks in a game that will be a toss-up, right?
Toss-up, yeah. Probably Brown. Would it ever be Browns 3? That would be the only thing that we'd have to figure out.
Not at this point in time, right? Maybe when we get there.
Yeah, like how would you compare the rating for Pittsburgh and Seattle at this point in the season? Like they're not going to be 3 at Pittsburgh. Can they be 3 at Seattle?
They could be.
Call it 2.5, maybe.
Do you want to mull it?
This is the first tough one. It's two and a half or three.
Do you want to mull?
What do we got, 15? Yeah, I'll mull.
All right.
Let's mull.
We'll mull during the next couple minutes here in the break. And on the other side, we'll finish up the Cleveland Browns. Maybe we'll start one other team for today. 8 buckets here. You better. You bet with Nick and Ken on the BetQL Network on a wonderful Wednesday. And yes, I needed to talk to get us to the end of the segment.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.